I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. My name's Gary Bloxham. Have you ever said to yourself, you know what I wish I could do? I wish I could run around outside in my underwear in February and raise money for a good cause. Well, you're in luck. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Glenn Guerin and Rebecca Hergert. These guys are co-race directors for a fun race called Cupid's Undie Run. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, Glenn, let's get started with you. Tell me, what is Cupid's Undie Run?
Cupid's Undie Run is a mile-ish race we do once a year around Valentine's Day and to support the Children's Tumor Foundation. Just through complete donations and doing fundraisers throughout the year, and this is our big event for the year.
Now, you say mile-ish. What does that mean to you? Is it... Do you go as far as you want to go?
We're not keeping track of times. We're not out there to break any kind of personal records. We're there to have fun, get noticed, and make more people aware.
Rebecca, let me ask you, the Undie Run. So are people doing this in their underwear?
They are. So we have a lot of runners who choose to run in their underwear. We have runners who go in costume. You kind of just dress however you're more comfortable. We choose to say that it's an undie run because anybody who has neurofibromatosis cannot hide the tumors that are all over their body. And so we choose to strip down to bare it all in support of them.
And in February, when it's the coldest.
And in February, yes.
You are brave people, and you get some brave people to help support you.
Absolutely. We do. Very caring people who just, have a heartstring that gets tugged by this.
Hey, Glenn, how many years have you been doing this race?
This is actually only my third time. So I'm pretty new to this.
Okay. So you didn't do it last year because COVID was just raging, right? And so didn't do it last year.
Exactly. It was, that was just a starting up thing, and we had... I remember we did have some bad weather, I guess, last year.
Oh, yeah. We were talking just before this interview about the ice storm that happened over Valentine's Day weekend. That was not fun.
It was not great.
That would not have been a good time in your underwear outside. Even if it is for a good cause.
Very true.
So tell me, what about this year? How is COVID affecting this year's race?
This will be our third year here in Portland. Having done the race, and the first year we had a great time, we had a great showing from people, and then last year hit, and so our expectations are not as great as the first year because people are still afraid to get out there, but we're hitting numbers and we're still making a great have a great time out there at the space around that day.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I'd asked you where the race is taking place. And I keep calling it a race. It's more like a fun run, right?
Yeah, it really is. We're out of keeping track of time. We're not. We're there to gather up, have fun, and drink a little bit afterwards and have a good time.
That sounds like the best part right there, right?
Exactly, the reward.
So tell me about where and when the Cupid's Undie Run is.
Sure, so it is.
Rebecca, go ahead. I'll let you answer that one.
I apologize. So it is February 12th. It is going to be at the Space Room in Portland off of Hawthorne, I believe.
Yes.
And we go from 12 to 4. So generally everybody shows up at 12 o'clock. We drink a little. We make sure that everybody's registered. 1 o'clock, we do our little mile-ish run around the neighborhood. We come back to the bar. We continue to have fun, listen to music, all kinds of stuff, and just get to know everybody.
The Space Room is a cool place. There's lots of room there.
Oh, they have a great spot outside with tents and outdoor heating overhead. They've really turned that place into a great atmosphere. That's awesome.
That outdoor heating will come in handy once you're done with the run and you're still in your underwear.
This is true. And the people that come out for these runs are very outgoing, fun-loving. You know, they got the endorphins going. It makes it an enjoyable time from start to finish.
Excellent. Rebecca, let me ask you, tell us about the disease, neurofibromatosis.
So, excuse me, NF is a genetic mutation that, and I apologize, I don't have the numbers in front of me at the moment. It is still a rare disorder that only affects one out of...
About 3,000.
3,000. Okay, thank you. It can be a spontaneous mutation to where people can get it and they've never had it in their family. It is a 50% chance that you pass it on to somebody. If you have the gene, it can cause tumors all over your body. It can cause optic nerve tumors, brain tumors, learning disabilities, things like that. We have a lot of people who don't have major issues, and then there are some that have a lot of major issues. So it really varies patient to patient on what you will find.
When you say tumors, when we hear the word tumors, we think of cancer. Is this cancer related?
They can be. Most of the time they are malignant. Benign. Most of the time they are non-cancerous.
Okay.
They can be cancerous, however. So anytime they get big enough that they have to be removed, they're always sent out for pathology. They're always checked to make sure that they're not cancerous.
Rebecca, tell me about your connection with NF.
So... I have NF. I was born with a sporadic mutation, so nobody in my family ever had it. Back in the 80s when I was first diagnosed as an infant, it was not well known at all. I actually recall going to Shriners, and I was, you know, the patient on the little metal table with all the doctors in the room, and I was their case study. Because it wasn't something that doctors really even knew about. And then I have a daughter who I did pass it on to. And she actually, a couple years ago when we first started, we also found out that she has two brain tumors that we follow closely every 6 months because of the NF.
My goodness, that's had a big impact on your family and your life.
It has. And, you know, I know that I probably will not see a cure for it in my lifetime, but my goal is definitely that my daughter sees a cure in her lifetime and that she can hopefully have a way of not passing it on to her children.
If it's not too personal, may I ask how it's impacted your life? What have you had to do throughout your life?
I did have learning disability issues growing up. I have had multiple surgeries to have the neurofibromas removed off of various parts of my body. I am partially blind in one eye because of it. I mean, it's so sporadic that some things that you have, they're like, well, is that related? Is it not related? And it's really hard to know sometimes.
How is neurofibromatosis, how is it diagnosed?
So generally, if you have at least 25 or more cafe au lait spots, they're like, they look like a brown birthmark almost. They generally want to do more genetic testing to see if that is in fact what you have, but that is a good marker for it. So there's actually three. There's neurofibromatosis type 1, neurofibromatosis type 2, and schwannoma. NF type 1 is what my daughter and myself have. So those are generally the non-cancerous tumors. They're, you know, more of the learning disabilities, things like that. NF type 2, those are the ones that you will see a lot in younger kids that might not make it past their teenage years. They have a lot more health issues that they deal with.
And you say that I'm sorry, go ahead. You had a third one.
No, I was going to say, and then we have schwannomas, and I'm not as familiar with that one. I really wish I was.
You say it's a rare genetic disorder, so does that mean you've had it in your body your whole life?
Yes.
And then it kind of springs forward at some point.
It does. So you have a greater chance of developing any type of, you have like a 50% chance higher risk of developing cancer throughout your lifetime. You have the tumors that develop, you can have them right away. You can have them not develop at all through adolescence, and then through your adult years, that's when you find out that you have it, because you're starting to develop all of these neurofibromas all over your body. It's something that can be very dormant, or it can be very active, depending on your system.
And you said you started showing signs of the disorder when you were younger, right?
Yeah, when I was born, I had over 40 different cafe au lait spots. So they were able to determine right away that that's what I had. And then for my daughter, when she was born, I knew based on what I was seeing when I had her that I had passed it on.
Wow. That must have been a tough day.
And, you know, it was. But I love her all the same. I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, she's kind of funny. She's starting to develop her first couple of neurofibromas, and she's like, "Mom, I look like you."
That's very sweet. Rebecca, thank you for sharing that. I know that's very personal, but I really thank you for sharing those stories. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
We're talking today with Glenn and Rebecca with the Cupid's Undie Run, which is a fun run that is coming up just before Valentine's Day. Glenn, tell me about the race a little bit more. Have you done this race before? Well, you said you have done it twice.
Yes. And everybody gathers up. We're going to meet at the space room. And it's amazing some of the outfits that people wear. Yeah. You see a lot of red or white tutus running around, people in leggings, or just people in their skivvies out there ready to run a mile and get back to the bar and have a good time and drink. And hopefully we can give out some swag to people and do some more party and having a good time.
The information you sent me, it says here that the more you raise, the more swag you get. So tell me about the swag and how do I get more swag?
So we have a bunch of different levels. So Rebecca knows these point systems more than I do, but I know if you hit $250, I think we have a portable speaker or something that you get. I can't remember the levels, but we have tons of computer bags. We have T-shirts, stickers.
Rest assured, it's cool stuff, right?
Things you enjoy. So, yeah, I've gotten some amazing things from Cubas in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's good quality things, too.
So this doesn't just happen in Portland. It happens kind of all over the United States.
Yeah, we are one of the newer chapters. They've been doing it since 2010, and they've raised over $20 million.
It says here on this information you sent me, since 2010, $20,850,000.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was 20 or 22, but yeah, this year they're hoping to be over 23 million. And that's their projection, is we'll make over 2.5 million this year. We'll be on our way to getting close to 100 million.
So tell me how registration works for this. If somebody listening wants to take part in the Cupid's Undie Run, how do they do that?
So easy enough. All you got to do is log on the internet, go to cupids.org, and it'll take you to ask you to register and find your city you want to support. So scroll on down to Portland. We do have a discount code for everybody that's listening, and it is Let's Talk Portland.
Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. So just everything's the same. I think it's all, everything has to be lowercase. But yeah, Let's Talk Portland. You get a 30% discount.
Nice.
Just for listening.
How much is registration?
Registration is $35. Is that right, Rebecca?
It's $45.
$45.
And then you raise money on top of that for a very good cause.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rebecca,
so,
can you...
And there...
Oh, go ahead, Glenn. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was going to say, the more the money they raise, then with different swag, we get them beach towels, we get bar in a box, we have all sorts of amazing things for saying thank you for getting out there and supporting our cause.
I'm getting the sense that cocktails are involved in this run.
Oh, it's a good time. And honestly, I tend to give more to charity when I've had one or two cocktails.
There you go. Yeah.
So
loosen people
helpful.
Up a bit, and it loosens up their wallet.
Yeah, exactly. it's like wallet oil.
And it's all happening at the Space Room on February 12th. The Space Room is on Hawthorne and about 50th, I think?
Yeah, just short of the 4800 Northeast Hawthorne.
I've had cocktails at the Space Room before. They make a good drink. I can attest to that.
Great staff there. They're very accommodable for us, and they've been amazing throughout the past. So I'm excited to get out there and support them and have one or two.
Did I read also that there's dancing involved?
We do have a DJ. A DJ that'll be up there. We have a photographer that'll be on site as well. And so, I expect a lot of dancing to be happening and having a good time. Because that's the kind of people that come out to these events. They're outgoing extroverts that have been cooped up because of COVID. They want to get out there and boogie a little bit.
Nice. Rebecca, let me ask you, are you familiar or more familiar with the Children's Tumor Foundation? How does this all tie into the Children's Tumor Foundation?
So, we originally were our own entity for Cupid's Undie Run. And then this year we have officially merged with Children's Tumor Foundation. So, we were always giving the money directly to them. And they do their research to find cures and treatments and everything. And actually, through all of the fundraisers, I want to say 2 years ago, we had a treatment that was approved by the FDA and everything to treat tumors, which is a fantastic step in the right direction. And we want to continue to raise money so that we can further find cures and treatments for all of this.
So lots of this, most of this money goes to research, and research is the best way to find a cure.
Yeah, it actually 100% goes towards research.
Okay.
It does not go into anybody else's pockets. It goes directly to research to finding cures and treatments.
So you say 100% of this money goes to research to find treatment and hopefully a cure. Rebecca, what is treatment like? How has your treatment been throughout your life?
I have a lot of specialists that I see. So I see ophthalmologists, I see neurologists, I see doctors for various things that we all follow. So generally when you have neurofibromatosis, you're followed by an optometrist, you're followed by an ophthalmologist, because you can develop those tumors on your optic nerves. So they want to make sure that your eye health is really good. They want to make sure that you're not developing anything in your brain, which is how we found the ones in my daughter's brain, just by a happenstance. It was her usual MRI, and they found it early enough, which is good. So my treatments are really kind of basic compared to a lot of other people, because I don't have a lot of those major issues right now, which I'm grateful for. I know a lot of other people, they have chemo, they have radiation, they have all of these things that they go through, and it can be really taxing on the person, on their family, on their pocketbook. And Children's Tumor Foundation, they help the person, and they help the family. That is their goal.
How is your life when you were first diagnosed when you were a kid? How is that compared to how your daughter's life is now? What has changed over the years?
The amount of people in the medical field that know about it is the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. When I was little, it was, you mentioned it to somebody, and it's, I don't even know what that is. I have to go look it up. And then they would ask me, well, what does that mean? What does this look like? And when you're growing up, you're not the doctor. You're not, you know, you're not as well versed on the medical side of it as you are the patient side. But for my daughter now, it's a lot more common, even though it's considered a rare disease still, where you say, this is, hey, she has neurofibromatosis type 1, and it's, oh, great, I know about this. Yeah. Let's try these, because this is what I have heard works now.
When you say it's more common, does that mean it's happening more frequently, or people are more familiar with it because it's the information's getting out there?
It's that people are more familiar with it because the information is getting out there.
That's good. So it's not, the disease is not getting worse. Affecting more people.
It's still about the same.
Okay.
As it always has been. It's just that more people are knowledgeable about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks to people like you who are very open about talking about it and sharing your experiences. You know, that's an amazing thing. Knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely, it is.
And I bet you guys get asked a lot of questions when you're doing the undo run. People come up and say, well, okay, what is this? Because I'll be honest with you, I'd never heard of NF before I started talking to you guys.
And that's one of the great things of this run, that keeps Portland weird, and we're going right along with that. We're just doing it our way.
Well, we've got about a minute and a half left, so tell me everything I need to know about the fun run, when and where and why and how and how much drinking will be going on.
Oh, man. So if people should bring their friends, bring anybody 21 and older, get on the line, register, and see who can raise the most money. Because on February 12th, we're going to be out there at Space Room off of Hawthorne. We'll get there at noon, gather up, run around the block a couple times, come back and have a great party until about 4 o'clock. So but, hours of fun and enjoying getting to know everybody.
Getting to know people very intimately, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it'll be cold out, so don't dress accordingly.
Yeah, wear your warmest underwear.
Exactly.
And right now we are doing the dollar match program. So we have a sponsor who is matching every dollar that is donated. They will match us dollar for dollar.
That's great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
And let's tell them about the discount code once again.
Yeah.
So it is so, keep for.
Let's talk Portland. And you plug it in the discount code and you will get 30% off from now until the event.
It's going to be a good Saturday on Hawthorne, and right around 50, I think is where the space room is. That's going to be a party there, and it's the neighbors are going to be kind of shocked with people running around the neighborhood in their underwear.
Right. Well, this is Portland. Not going to be that.
Yeah,
bad.
That's true. It is Portland. I gotta love that.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
We so much appreciate it.
This was really fun. Thank you for opening my eyes to NF and letting us all get in and on the Cupid's Undie Run. This is going to be a really fun event.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We were talking today with Glenn Guerin and Rebecca Hergert, co-race directors for Cupid's Undie Run. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.